Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois could soon be home to its first ever federally recognized tribal reservation. Paperwork signed this morning is the first step. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports over the past decade, the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation has purchased land in northern Illinois, land that it previously owned, but it was stolen and sold in the 1800s. The Prairie Band's chair, Joseph Rupnik, says the tribe has acquired approximately 130 acres in DeKalb County in northern Illinois, and today they turned it over to the federal government.
That is the first step for the nation for our sovereignty and jurisdiction over those lands.
Illinois legislators are currently considering a bill to return close to 1,500 acres to the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. Front of house staff at the Goodman Theater in Chicago have voted in favor of joining a union. The workers will be represented by Chicago's International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Local 750. In a statement to Cranes, union leaders said workers at the Goodman look forward to negotiating for higher wages and better benefits. Workers at Steppenwolf, the Art Institute, the Field Museum, and the Shedd Aquarium have all announced they are forming unions. The numbers are in, and the presidential primaries in Illinois last month saw the lowest voter turnout since the 70s. Data from the State Board of Elections shows statewide turnout was 19%, although that figure has hovered under 50% since 1972. More Democratic voters came out this year than Republicans. Chicago's Kenwood Academy High School this year took home the Urban Debate National Championship Trophy in North Suburban Evanston. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports debate teams tackled topics including fiscal redistribution, Social Security, and a guaranteed jobs program. Kenwood emerged victorious for the first time in school history. Amante Washington helped Kenwood topple a team from Huntington Park High School in Los Angeles.
This year specifically, talking about economic inequality and like the kind of communities we grow up in, especially on the south side of Chicago and stuff like that. I love the way it like connects to our everyday lives.
All finalists receive a $5,000 scholarship to cover education costs. An abundance of cicadas will soon hatch across the Midwest. Chicagoans will be hearing the sounds of a northern Illinois brood that comes once every 17 years. My colleague Claire Lane reports cicadas will emerge once roughly about 8 inches of soil reaches 64 degrees. And then, cue the singing, the ritual males use to attract a mate for several weeks. Typically, cicadas die after laying eggs not too far from where they hatch. And then their skeletons become a snack for birds and squirrels. And there will be lots of them, but Chicago Botanic Gardens' Tom Tiddens says,
people shouldn't just hide from it. Get out, check it out, listen to them. May have trouble even talking in some areas. It's going to be so loud, but not something to be fearful of. We're going to find the recipes coming out for things you can do with cicadas.
Tiddens says Chicago's brood will hatch more than a million cicadas. Weather, sunny, windy, and chilly with a high in the low 60s. Clear, windy, and cold tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Saturday, a little bit cloudy, but chilly and breezy, a high in the low 50s. And sunshine and 60 on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.